This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Alrighty, welcome back in, everybody, on this rainy Monday. Joining us now, legendary head football coach Pat Dye here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
What's it like down there in the lower 40?
It's perfect. You know, I love these old frosted damp mornings like this. Not frosted.
Foggy.
Foggy.
Yep.
Foggy morning. I can remember when I was a youngin' going fox hunting with my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't ride horses, wear them leotards and them hard hats. We went fox hunting. We fox hunted out the back of a pickup truck.
That's city boy fox hunting, Coach, when they dress up like that.
People, hey, listen, yeah. You get a morning like this morning, ain't a breath of air, and no wind, and just foggy like this, them dogs can smell a fox.
Ooh.
And, it was just a perfect day to go and hunt.
Coach, what type of game do you have most on your property? Deer, turkey, or what's the biggest thing you got?
I got everything. I just live in the South. But I don't have any hogs right now. Now, we've killed two hogs the last 2 years, but I think they was lonely.
Yeah, you don't want any hogs on your property. I can tell you that.
No, and I think they were domesticated hogs probably just gone wild.
Mm-hmm.
But I got deer, turkey, squirrel, rabbit, bobcat,
wow,
hawk, geese, ducks, quail, everything. I just live in the South, and that's what we got.
That's right.
That sounds amazing.
Possums and coons. We got a family of coons raised on our driveway. We feed them over 9 inches. Six or seven of those old coons. Watch them grow up.
Yeah, I got some in my neighborhood. Only problem is they're coming out of the ditch.
and they're devilish little old scuttles too.
Tell me about it.
I saw something on YouTube the other day. Funniest thing I ever saw. A woman had a cat door in a house, and she had a little old net there in front of the cat door, and the thing kept coming up missing. And she put a camera in there, and it was a dang coon coming in there, coming through the cat door, and would take that little old rug she had in front of it and take it back out the door. I don't know where he was taking him rugs, but he was, I guess, making him a bed with him or something. But that was a funny thing, that cat. You could see that door open and see the coon's eyes, and he stopped there and listened. Ease on in there and reach over there and get that rug and back out the door.
I got to look that up.
What about the football?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit of football.
Listen, y'all need to talk to our football. We don't need to be getting football. There's a 7 by Mississippi in the high school all-star game.
Mm-hmm. I saw that down in Hattiesburg.
We got more football players than that in the state of Alabama. We'll get over there and get embarrassed like that.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was a surprise down there in Hattiesburg. Again, a lot of times these games have gone Alabama's way. But, boy, that one was a shocker.
Well,
speaking
you don't want it to get political.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You need to have the best players.
Take it seriously. You're
You know, sometimes if a coach has got, if he's coaching in it, I can understand you want to take your own people, but you need to take the best player. If they're going to represent Alabama, then they need to take the best players in Alabama.
With all that being said, with high school football players, coming up in 2 days, it's the start of the early signing period. Are you a fan of this? Will this ultimately be good for high school and college football?
Well, you know, some of the coaches don't like it. I like it myself. I'll tell you the reason why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because some of the schools, it's going to make the schools either put up or shut up. They can't string them out till the middle of February. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You get into February, you don't quit fishing, but you got your fish well full, and you keep on fishing. And when you catch a big one, you throw a little one back and keep the big one. And so you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
I do. Yes, a lot of times in.
I think it'll even the playing field a little bit on those better players. And up to better players up to a point. Now, there's some players out there that you'd be glad if you can sign them on the second 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them you're gonna want to wait on. So like I said, but I don't have to do it. But I like to. What the results it could bring.
It
may not. We don't know what it's going to be like until it's over. You know, we can say we don't. Now, it is a little bit of a hardship on the coaches getting ready to play bowl games, this playoff game and stuff. But it,
yeah.
But, you know, Coach Saban, he's come out and been violently against it. But Coach Saban runs a different program than everybody else in America. You know, what worked for him in Alabama ain't necessarily what worked for the coach down at Troy in South Alabama and Auburn even, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I do. You got to keep, you know, some of these guys, some of these smaller schools can come in and swoop in and get one of those. With the calendar being what it's like, Coach, with the calendar being what it's like, we're a week away. Next Monday will be Christmas, and then after that, we're fully into the bowl season. So let me ask you, way too early. First of all, we'll get away from Auburn for a moment. We'll talk about them in a second. But the first college football playoff semifinal, Alabama versus Clemson. A lot of folks like Clemson in that one. What about Pat Dye?
I like Alabama all the way through. All the way. I think Alabama will beat Clemson, and I think Georgia will beat Oklahoma, and then I think Alabama will beat Georgia.
What a matchup that would be, an all-SEC matchup. Coach, do you think just this long period?
What the ratings will be about two.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you think the long period that Alabama – is that what you like? Is Alabama's got a lot of time to get these guys
healthy?
If
I'm all crippled up, yeah, that's what I'd like. I tell you, we need to be talking about Troy.
Yeah, no kidding.
About Troy. Let's do it, Coach.
They right down the road from you. I tell you what, man, that coaching staff down there and those players, I watched them play, and I realize they're playing against North Texas State. I realize it. But you look at Troy play, I mean, from a coaching standpoint, fundamentally, what they're doing offensively and what they're doing defensively, they're as close to a Southeastern Conference football team as you can get. I'm talking about, they are playing at a high level of efficiency. And that quarterback down there, I guess he said they have a record. They got it, Troy. Ain't he?
Yeah, he's all the career records. He's right there at the top, Brandon Silvers.
Yeah. And listen, that game against North Texas State, you know, it was entertaining. They looked that way on both sides of the ball. It ain't just the offense running up down the field. That defense is pretty dang sporty now. They probably not quite as big across the board as a Southeastern Conference school, you know. But Troy's defense can run. I mean, they can run. You know, kind of remind me of when a lot of part of my coaching, well, the whole time I was at Auburn, Southern Mississippi was, you know, their football teams were a lot better than everybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost to them. and one year there when Favre was playing. And they lost to him, I think it was 14 to 12 or something. I don't know what it was.
You can ask Gene Stallings about Brett Favre. He beat him in Legion Field in his first game, I believe, at Alabama.
Well, you know, Favre beat everybody.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Favre. Listen, it wasn't Favre that beat us. They had two defensive teams at Southern Mississippi then, as good as our first one. That's when you could sign Proposition 48.
Right.
And we had a limit in the Southeastern Conference. You couldn't sign but seven of those kids. They could sign as many as they wanted. And better they had some guys that could run and play.
Oof.
And but Troy, and you know, you see these teams play, and you see one I saw playing was a transfer from Georgia Tech, and I don't know where he was playing at. He was playing at, it wasn't Troy or somewhere, but he, I saw him in a game. I tell you, he was playing for James Madison.
Mm-hmm.
That's another team that has got a great coach. It looks like a big time football team.
Oh yeah,
because that guy's won 25 in a row. But kids like that get out of sorts, and maybe they went to a place where, you know, it don't make any difference. They played up to ability, and the ability ain't quite good enough, and they got too many folks in front of them, and they ain't never going to play. I don't see anything wrong with transferring if you want to play. You know,
I don't either.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure. I hear you.
And it goes both ways, because the coach may come to you and tell you, said, look, you need to transfer. You ain't going to play here.
Mm-hmm.
Or the coach would go to the player and say, look, I want to transfer. Could you help me go to Troy or South Alabama or somewhere and play? Because I'm never going to play here. Now, you know, there's a fine line in there between not working hard and kind of being half sorry. It is just not being quite good enough.
That's exactly right. Coach, man, I hate to cut you short, but the clock on the wall tells us we got to move on, and it's always great. Next Monday, obviously, we won't be here because of Christmas, so we'll touch base with you in 2 weeks. But have a great Christmas, Coach. It's been a great year. We're looking forward to getting into the new year with you.
All right, that'd be great.
Talk
to you then.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks very much.
Man, coon hunting, possum
Bobcats,
hunting.
Bobcats, we got coons, man. We got quail, we got... Sauteed shrimp. We
still won't invite me down there.